Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome to Mixed Bag! I'm your dungeon docent, joined by Brian Murphy.
It's Frankie Fantasmo.
There it is.
Not even going to attempt to rhyme.
Frankie's not an intro guy.
Dangerous precedent. Caldwell Tanner.
Oh, gave a quart of my blood to my very best bud. And I'm not feeling so good. It's me, Pindark Penny Fantasmo. Hello.
Perfect. Putting Murph to shame, really, if we're being honest.
It's fine.
And finally, Jake Hurwitz.
Hey, you don't have to beg. I'll worship Frigg.
Maven Fantasmo.
Please just consider all your options,
you
my
gotta,
son. Please.
You gotta worshiping the god of consumption.
This one seems fine.
And this month we return to Twilight Sanctorum, a shadow crossing in a Bohemia of yore, where dusk is day and darkness pools in the alleys like an early morning fog.
At dusk all over my clothes, yeah.
Where giant spiders pull fancy carriages and wealthy vampires patronize the arts. And where private investigators Frankie, Penny, and Mavid Vantasmo are just trying to get to the bottom of what happened to a cabaret dancer named Genevieve Sapphire. Last session, you protected Genevieve's body from the repo ghouls who'd come to claim her, but not without consequence. You left one ghoul standing to report your deeds to the boss, Nico. And Mavid stole a necklace of a hunger god named Frag and contracted a fever that began to change his appetites.
It's a cool necklace. What do you want me to do?
You sought help from the wealthy vampire Atticus Beaumont, Genevieve's ex-benefactor, and Penny's ex-wife's new boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Only to learn that he'd severed ties with the dancer in question when her blood went bad. She'd gotten the wasting disease, an affliction that plagues the living who cohabitate with undeath for too long. He also informed you that the double dot tattoos you'd been seeing around town were not in fact vampire bites, but rather a musical notation worn by members of the artist collective Living in Harmony.
Yeah, they're theater kids. Scarier than vampires.
And you asked his carriage driver about the phrase you'd found on a stolen slip of paper. Da capo al fine, the coachman said. He'd overheard people using it like a speakeasy password to get into a nearby abandoned building. Before you could pursue that lead, however, you visited Able Miss Mabel, a hag and blood broker who cured Mavid's ghoul fever for the low price of a quart of Penny's blood.
I'm sure it's fine.
She also informed you that before Genevieve passed, the dancer had been trying to collect components for a reincarnate spell, a high-level spell with an exotic list of ingredients: pomegranate oil, phoenix ash, starfish brine, cocoon silk, and unicorn hair. A spell Frankie now realized was his best chance of bringing Genevieve back to life and getting her out of her contract with the ghouls. With Mavid's condition stabilized, you headed in the direction of the abandoned building, only to succumb to the prying eyes of divination
detection magic. Your location revealed. Three bewitched security gazers glitched and attacked you. You evaded their rays, but as the last one lay dying on the floor of your carriage, you recognized the song that bewitched them. It was the song a busking skeleton had been singing earlier that evening, this time with lyrics. The same lyrics you found hanging in Genevieve's dressing room. And that's where we are now. Your carriage is bumbling down wet cobblestone. The smell of fried gazer is filling up the coach.
Oh, good Lord. Somebody crack a window. Maven, crack the window.
It's cold. It's cold outside.
Yeah, I know it's cold. It's fresh air. It'll do you some good, you little ghoul.
Just don't let him eat it. I'm seeing him. He's eyeing that gazer. It's not looking good.
Well, he doesn't have the ghoul fever anymore. So anything that's just your son. That's just your parenting.
Well, actually, you look at Maven, and he does have this poultice that Able Miss Mabel told him not to take off.
Okay, we gotta
pick
him
at it.
We gotta give him a cone like he's a goddamn dog.
I'm scratching at the poultice.
It's scratching.
Yeah, don't. You can't pick at it.
It doesn't matter.
Do we need
all
to
right?
get you a sock?
I can't.
We're gonna put a goddamn cone over your head if you keep scratching at it.
If you put a cone over my head, I won't be able to scratch it. What's wrong with you guys?
Listen to me, you little ghoul.
Dad.
I start making a cone.
David, you actually notice that it stings with the pain of healing, but also almost with an otherworldly admonition.
He loves his stupid little cut.
What is that crooked little grin, son?
Yeah.
Did you wipe that crooked little grin
it's
off
cool
your face,
cut.
Please.
What do you want me to say?
All
it's a
right.
cool cut. You
All
guys
right.
got scars? You got scars? That's cool.
Yeah.
As you guys have this conversation... The surveillance creature twitches and sparks, the music that mesmerized it fading into static. Its eye stalks shrivel like slugs that someone sprinkled salt on.
Oh, God.
And in its last dying gasp, it coughs up a glowing strand of ethereal light.
What
okay,
the fuck?
I get a Ziploc bag.
All right, I'll investigate it. Maven, hand me the gloves.
He's got socks on. He can't hand you anything.
All right, we've got his hands tied up.
I bang my cone against the side of the car.
I can't move in this thing.
Here, I got the gloves, Dad.
All right. Put on gloves, and I'm going to investigate it.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
I'll help him.
Not a great roll, but I got good investigation, 19.
Ooh. This glowing strand is actually the memory of the last 15 minutes of this gazer's life. Since these creatures are used in a surveillance capacity, it's almost like a dash cam. There's like a continuous recording loop that if it's interrupted, it spits out what interrupted it.
Is this like a encode thoughts sort of situation?
It is precisely that. Okay. I think, Penny, you go back to community college where you learned right. all these arcane tech, and it is precisely encode thoughts.
Okay, yeah, right. I put it on my tongue, and I ingest the memories.
You put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
You swallow it?
I take after my dad, who just licks everything he finds.
I dab it. You're eating a whole strand.
Okay, roll me 2d4.
Oh, boy.
God.
Uh-oh.
You two fucking ghouls.
What did I do? I didn't lick nothing.
You're trying to lick stuff. That's why you're wearing a cone now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lick it. I'm going to scratch it.
Yeah,
then I might
all
lick
right.
it.
It's a 2 and a 1.
Okay, so essentially what you just did was you just tried to swallow an SD card. So that's how
it's
many
like
hours it's going to take to pass.
Oh. Okay.
It'll probably pass intact. There's like a 1% chance that you'll corrupt the information on it, but it is going to go through your system.
I put Penny in a cone as well.
Why were you carrying around so much thick paper?
Because you're both ghouls, all right?
You think back to community college when you learned about encode thoughts and how the way to read it is to use encode thoughts or detect thoughts on it.
You're right. I do not have either of those spells. I thought maybe I could hack it.
Penny, you get yourself...
You could hack it with like a message cantrip
or
something.
You're not eating it, though.
But you can hack it comes
it,
out.
Now you have to pass it, is the thing.
You gotta pass
you
it
You two can
it.
Figure out what to do with it when it comes out.
You feel it wriggling around inside.
Am I getting anything from it?
Some indigestion.
We can get you some coffee.
Oh, that was already there.
You want some coffee or something? Maybe help.
Can I get a diuretic?
Get him a diuretic.
Yeah.
We'll get you a coffee and a burrito bowl. All right. Okay, so this very talented skeleton that we're all bewitched by
deeply.
I will admit to being bewitched by them as well. Seems to be involved in this because they were singing the song for some reason.
And you guys gave him the address and the key to our house, right?
I don't know that I did
you
that.
You did give him a business card.
I did put a business. Dude, in my defense, there were other business cards stuck into his rib cage. It seemed like kind of one of those bulletin board walls that you find where people just put their business cards there.
I blame myself for not stopping you.
But you can also assume, though, because the way that song bewitched these gazers, almost hacked them, that perhaps the skeleton is innocent and was bewitched.
We have to believe there is some good in this world and that skeleton is just
That's right, Dad.
Pure magic and talent.
I know you were talking about toxic optimism, but there's good optimism, too.
Yeah.
There's healthy optimism, holistic optimism.
Yeah.
That's what I subscribe to.
Thanks for the goddamn history lesson, kid. All right, let's go. Let's check out this warehouse where Mavid's girlfriend told us to go to.
Yeah, you're not going to make me wear the cone to the warehouse, are you?
And if you keep trying to fucking scratch at
what
it,
what if I see Trudy?
She's not looking for you.
I'm going to try something. This is parenting 101. I'm going to give him a choice. You can wear the socks or you can wear the cone.
He's got to wear both.
No, I don't want to wear neither.
All right, you're not going.
Then pick one.
Cone. I need my hands.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't want to know that.
It's true. The kid's good at swiping stuff. I mean, fucking apparently, I gestured to the necklace. All right, ghouls, let's get going to the. Let's investigate this warehouse. We also got.
It's actually not. You remember, it's not a warehouse. It's a townhouse.
All right, let's go to this townhouse that we got the address to.
Great. The carriage takes you. It takes you down a side street to kind of avoid the main thoroughfare. You pass the spider stables. You pass a couple of gnomes smoking a pipe on a porch, and you head in the direction of this street of dilapidated townhouses.
As we're going, though, I ask around, did anyone else experience kind of a weird shiver before those gazers attacked us? It felt like somebody was casting a spell on us or something.
Yeah.
There's an ozone to magic that maybe you might have recognized.
Yeah, I sniffed something off.
Do you want to give me like an arcana check to try to place it, given your community college experience studying the magic arts?
Yeah. Ooh. It's 21.
I think that you recognize this spell as a very powerful divination magic, which is the scry spell.
Oh.
We were scryed. Boys, we were scryed.
Okay.
Which does mean that they had an object of yours, Penny, but more familiar knowledge of Mavid.
Oh, Mavid. Did you give anything to Trudy?
My heart.
What about your necklace? Your necklace of the evil god, right?
No, that's mine. I have that.
Yeah. No, you're goddamn right. You have that.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that might have been what got us scryed on.
No. This thing's protecting me.
All right. Okay.
There's a chance that Dolly is just worried about him, cast a scry spell. You know, a lot of parents track the phones these days. I don't believe in that. I think that he should have free reign over his life. But some parents, you know, they're making
you think I should have free reign over my life, Mr. Sock Glove? I don't think you think that.
That's for your own good, son.
You're wearing the cone now. Okay. We're not going to get more answers until we investigate, see what's going on.
Yeah.
So let's find out what this means.
Sounds good.
Great. So you pull up to this street that seems to have a couple abandoned townhouses. The whole street feels sort of dark and empty. Your carriage driver pulls up to the side down the road from this house.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, so that's where I overheard people whispering da capo a fine or something like that. It's like some kind of passcode, but I'm not going to go any further because y'all seem to get into shit that a simple vampire spawn such as myself does not want to be involved in.
Yeah.
Of course, no.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, yes. All
yeah,
right, we'll
y'all want me to like idle here with Lemmy or maybe go back to Mr. Beaumont?
Hey, if you wouldn't mind, I think we're just going to poke our heads in real quick.
Yeah.
I don't like it when bars try to make it like they're not advertising, like they're trying to be cool. They don't have a sign, needed a password, trying to keep me out.
You know, actually, that's interesting that you say that, because now that I'm thinking back, everyone who was going there was like dressed to the nines, like feathered masks, boutonnieres, bows and ties.
Am I going to get in with a cone? Or is that like, should I take it off?
That might actually work. That it's kind of like a mask.
Yeah. I don't know if it works. All
right. You do see that right now no one is coming and going from the house.
Okay, so maybe there's like special events or something. Let's go. We'll check it out.
Okay.
Remind me your name again, I say to that driver.
I'm Todd. Spider's name is Lenny.
All right, Todd and Lemmy. We'll be back.
All right.
Okay.
Get your spider a treat.
I will do that.
He steers the spider over to a patch of grass, and the spider lifts a leg and pees.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen that happen. Oh, shit.
That was okay. A lot of piss. Right.
Stop watching the animals pee,
what am
David.
I supposed to do? I'm just you're looking just
a little,
at it.
You're being a little ghoul.
Dad, you were just looking watching too. The animal.
All right, let's go. I guess I'll sneak up. I don't want to be...
Okay, you guys want to stealth
we're all gonna
it?
Why not? We'll
give me stealth checks.
Oh, Lord. I'm not very good at this. 12.
23.
18.
Okay. You guys sneak up. You walk towards this townhouse. It's 3 stories high, vivid red brick, but also the windows are boarded up and it's overgrown with vines.
Okay. Let me do a little investigation check as I look around. And one thing I particularly want to try is I want to see if getting in, if this is a password in the traditional sense where you're just telling somebody else, or if it's like just a way to make the door open, like a magical thing.
Okay. Ooh.
So I guess I'll say the password near the door. De capo al fine. What? That's how I fucking talk.
As you say this, the house hums to life, and a little slit in the molding of the door opens up, and you see 2 eyes peering out at you.
Hello, can I help you? And also, who are you?
Oh, sorry. I thought there was nobody in particular. I thought there was a party tonight.
The party's tomorrow night.
Ah, my bad. My bad.
Oh, but we're actually here. We're part of the catering for the party tomorrow night.
Catering?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? Ben, we had the out.
I thought we were going to try and get in to sneak around and look at all the stuff.
Yeah, but we're not getting past this fucking person.
There's no catering tomorrow. It's a party. Do you think that we want people laden with food?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Of course. Of course. I meant we're here for, you know, the pre-party cleaning.
Can my dad use your bathroom? He has to take a shit.
Look, I don't know who you are, and I don't know who invited you, but honestly, there's going to be a lot of first-timers coming tomorrow night, and I'm guessing that you are part of that crew, based on the fact that you are not even appropriately dressed, because there is a dress code and a theme.
What's the theme?
Black tie masquerade.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I just ask? I'm sorry. I'm really, really thrown by this interaction. Can I ask?
No, that makes sense.
It's okay.
Who invited you?
Who invited us? We're here with the Beaumonts.
The Beaumonts?
Yeah, well, they mentioned it. They mentioned that they like to come to these shindigs every once in a while. Look, I'm really old, okay? I don't know. I'm going through a late-life crisis. It's not midlife, because let's be honest. I'm way past the midpoint. So I'm kind of trying to recapture my youth here. Maybe this is just a waste of time, but I don't know. I'm pretty good buddies with the Beaumonts there, and they said something about this being kind of the spot to be.
Sorry, to be clear.
Yeah.
You got the password from the Beaumonts?
That is correct. Yeah, I don't whisper.
Sorry, what were your names?
I don't really give a
shit. What were your names again?
My name?
Wendell.
Adam.
I'm Kyle.
I didn't even see you there. Is there someone behind that collar?
Yeah, Kyle's a little ghoul.
I angle the cone so she can see my face.
Wendell. Kyle.
Adam.
Right?
We look forward to hosting you tomorrow, but we have a lot of preparation to get back to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
The little slit closes.
Yep.
Okay, let's back the fuck off.
Yep.
All right. I told you guys I shouldn't have been in the cone. It obviously threw her off.
Yeah. Yeah, know what? Mavid, make yourself useful. Go climb the building.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do that.
That is true. There are vines that you can climb.
Go look around up there.
Do you have a climbing shoes, Maven?
I can climb whatever you want, but I can't do it in this damn cone.
All right, take the cone off, but right. if you start
Maven instantly starts scratching the
pole. No, okay, put the cone back on. No, you're going to climb with it. You got to climb with the cone, you little fool.
Fuck. Oh, man, that felt amazing.
So, Maven, you lose your cone, and you have a way better view now. You round the corner of the townhouse, and you see inside the first floor, people are getting ready for a party.
The pre-cleaning crew, yeah.
The pre-cleaning crew, hanging strings of lights, polishing crystal goblets. But the rest of the house is dark, except one room on the third floor.
Ooh, all right, so I think I will climb and try to spy on that third floor.
Give me an athletics or acrobatics to climb this vine. Yes.
That's a dirty 20.
Okay, gorgeous. You climb this vine actually quite well. You're feeling strong.
Yeah, look at him go.
You've got
he's all right.
Deep internal inspiration that is motivating you and moving you. A hunger, if you will.
Need to feed.
You scale this building, passing small clusters of fruit that look like wild grapes. And when you reach the third floor, you overhear a conversation. You poke your head in and you see the back of a woman as she addresses three familiar figures: a shadowmancer, a were-raven, and a puppet. The woman speaks. "I have gifted you life for the purpose of this task, and in it you have failed. Why shouldn't I reclaim that which you have squandered?" With this, she reaches to an oil painting on the wall, an oil painting of a musical instrument, a dulcimer with pale purple sparkling strings. She reaches to the painting, then into the painting, and pulls the instrument from it. "Mistress, please, don't. Unfortunately, tomorrow night is very important, and I need you well rested." And with that, she removes a scarf from around her neck to reveal several mouths stitched onto her neck. She begins to pluck the dulcimer and sing a wordless melody. Your three assailants plead, "Mistress, please, we didn't want, I..." But even as they protest, the song works its magic. Their bodies go limp and deanimate. The zombie shadowmancer falls limp, a simple corpse. The puppet slackens and returns to an innocent child's toy. The were-raven reverts to a regular raven and flies out the window. She takes the dulcimer, returns it into the painting, which receives it as if painted in oil. She reties her scarf, and then she looks at a tapestry on the wall, wrings her hands, has to do something that she doesn't like doing. She removes a coin purse from her pocket. She whips away the tapestry, revealing a floor-length mirror, baroque and gold around the edges. She throws the coin purse onto her desk, careful not to let the reflection catch her, kind of shivers in discomfort or disgust, and then exits the room. After she leaves, the mirror ripples like water that a stone has been cast on. In the reflection of the mirror, a silvery humanoid skitters into the frame. It cocks its head with curiosity, its face shimmering, reflecting all these different identities almost momentarily, the same way that an oil puddle reflects rainbows. Mm-hmm. And then it puts its hands up to the glass of the mirror, and it emerges from the mirror, grabs the coin purse, tests its weight, sniffs it. When it looks satisfied, it produces two severed ears and a bloody tongue, puts it on the desk, and finally, a diamond. Then it goes back into the mirror. And the glass of the mirror ripples like water.
Navy?
Yeah?
Hey, you up there? I'm using message cantrip to communicate with you, my son.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just saw the craziest shit in there. You guys aren't even going to believe it. It was nuts.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got to tell us.
Get it back on down here, pal.
It was wild.
Yeah, you got to be more descriptive than just saying platitudes.
Yeah, the weirdest thing.
Okay.
It was like casting the spell again. Go on.
There was this lady, and she was like, she was doing this weird shit.
Okay.
And then these guys, they were like,
"You have
what?
To be more specific. What were the guys like? What was the lady like?"
Am I still able to go through this house at all?
The window is open if you want to crawl in. In fact, the mirror is still rippling.
I want to see if I can retrieve the puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
You,
I don't know. No, hear him out.
You crawl into this, what looks like an office. There is a fireplace. The fire is dying. It's stone-carved, ornate mantle with what looks like an urn and a vase with an asphodel flower in it. And there is the puppet, if you want to grab the puppet.
Yeah, swipe the puppet.
You take the puppet.
Then I'll scamper outside and go downstairs.
Okay, and the puppet was vitally important to...
Yeah, this guy, you remember? It attacked us.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Well... Now,
well,
we got our
what did
revenge.
He do?
That puppet was deeply enchanted. We got to figure out how a vessel such as this could contain
right.
such magic.
And then when whoever owns this place goes back up to the room, they see the fucking puppet is missing.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying case closed. Like, this puppet attacked us. I got the puppet.
That's what happened. That's what you saw up now there.
All right, yeah, I'll tell.
Okay, you little ghoul. <cool. laughs>
Tell
me everything.
Maybe your mother
happens.
Is such a gifted writer. She's taken so many creative writing classes. Some of that has to have rubbed off on you, son. Use your descriptions.
Take the collar off me and I'll tell you everything you want to know.
All right, we'll take the cone off for a little bit. If you start scratching, it's going back on.
Let me scratch it and I'll tell you everything you want.
We're leaving one sock on, though.
You could scratch it one time. I'm telling you. Yeah, okay, you little dog.
That was three, there was four. Okay.
Yeah, maybe it says everything, but it does take 40 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, we just have to keep coaxing it out of them. Use descriptors, goddammit.
Yeah, well, okay. She's like a lady. And
okay, so if whatever is in the mirror was ears and tongue, that is obviously Genevieve, right? So, that's Genevieve's body parts. I'm wondering if this has got to be something that like absorbs people and like becomes them.
Huh. I'm wondering if this thing can travel through mirrors and that's how it perpetrated the crime.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if it's a doppelganger or if it's just some sort of like mirror wraith that can like go anywhere there's a mirror, which is very scary because there are lots of places.
There was a mirror in Genevieve's dressing room.
Shit, there's a mirror in our bathroom.
There is a mirror in your bathroom.
It's very dirty.
Yeah.
I think it's your turn to clean it.
I don't think
maybe.
Anybody's going to be able to see through our mirror.
Maeve,
yeah,
you've met Abigail before, right? She's come over to your mother and the other guy's house.
Yeah, Abigail. Yeah, of course.
I don't like your familiar tone, but I'll press on. It's good that you're reaching out and meeting new people.
For sure. Yeah.
Was that Abigail?
So it wasn't Abigail. In fact, Mavid, the woman you saw from behind wasn't even dressed in Beaumont fashion. And also, you guys would actually know because you went to Atticus's townhouse. In his parlor, he had a mirrored bar. If he knew that there was something like this, a new faction in town that was traveling via mirrors, he would have covered that up.
Okay.
Yeah, he seems like he's on the level.
Okay.
I hate to admit.
All right. Here's the okay. Wasn't there something with a diamond though? That
there is a diamond up there.
Yeah.
So you grabbed the fucking puppet, but you didn't grab the diamond.
Yeah. Well, think about all the shows you could put on with
you
this thing. You can make the diamonds yourself.
Scramble back up there and get the diamond.
It is true. That is evidence, son.
Yeah. Atticus was lying. It's more than evidence. Atticus was lying about the importance of it.
Okay. Fine.
Maybe it'll. Yeah, maybe it goes back up.
You want me to put the puppet back too?
I don't care.
Give me an acrobatics or athletics to climb the vine.
That's a 16.
16 will do it. You go up there. What would you like to interact with up here?
I guess I'm going to go back. I would like to army roll in and swipe the army rolling wearing a dog cone.
Give me a
cone.
Stealth check as you army rolling.
Hold him to fucking... Oh, god damn it.
Dad, help him.
Yeah, can I do the... I'm a mastermind. Can I do the help action from afar?
I would need it. I ruled a nat one, so...
Okay, Frankie, Maven landed hard on an army roll. How do you want to give him the help
action? I guess if I hear things banging around like he did a nat one or something, I guess I'll... Goddamn. I guess I'll start coughing loudly, just doing a really deep old man cough. I'll do a really loud sneeze. I'll do a really loud dad sneeze that's just so just not aware of the people around him. Just an absolute honk.
Dad, cover your mouth, Dad.
Okay, so...
Don't tell me what to do.
Maven lands with a uncharacteristically inelegant thud.
Okay.
But the sound...
This is fucking collars.
The sound of your...
My dad sneezes.
Of your loud dad sneeze distracts.
Great. Okay, roll again. Get that help action.
Phew.
That's a 21.
Okay. There we go. And Maven, what would you like to get from this room?
I would like to put the diamond in the pocket of the outfit that the puppet is wearing and come back with the puppet and the diamond.
Okay.
And you know what? There's a tongue and two ears too.
Yes. On the desk is Genevieve's ears and tongue. The diamond is actually almost callously thrown on the top of this, like almost like a pile of tokens. Like, here you go. Here's proof I did it.
Mm. I might take an ear. Yeah, because
Frank loves fish.
Take the whole bag.
Yeah. Maybe this is your father speaking
What's
to you
up,
via the message cantrip. Hi, how are you? I love you. Just please don't eat any of the evidence.
Take
I'm
not gonna eat the relevant things and leave the irrelevant things.
Maybe it fills his pockets with as many things as you could find in the room.
Use the Ziploc
as
baggies like
things?
I taught you.
What else do you want to take?
Okay.
I'm going to die.
There's the mirror.
Yeah.
There's the painting on the wall. It's rather large, though. There's a vase with a flower in it. There's an urn.
Ooh.
There's probably some fire pokers and whatnot.
Okay. I'll take a fire poker. I'll take the ears and the tongue. I'll take the diamond. I'll take the puppet. You said there's a flower? That's for Trudy. That's good. I'll take the flower.
Okay.
He's being thorough. That's good, I guess.
As you take the flower, you see the urn is decorated with sort of an elven filigree depicting the moon as it waxes and wanes. And it says the name Trentham on it.
Trentham? Huh.
How big is the urn? Could I take the urn? Grinch style, just kind of take it off.
Guess you need something to carry everything in.
You're gonna be rolling with disadvantage to get down from this.
Okay.
I'm gonna try like mage hand to help him down or at least carry some of the stuff.
Yes, you can hold it out dumbwaiter style. Yeah.
I take the flower out of the vase, then I think better of it and take the vase as well.
Because what if Trudy doesn't have a vase?
With all of this, though you haven't alerted anyone in the house, you have caught the attention of something in the mirror.
Yeah.
What'd I do? Hey!
A silvery figure cocks its head and studies you.
I cover the mirror.
What are you looking at?
Hi, Maven. It's your father again on the message cantrip. It's about 7 p.m. I'm outside with your grandpa. We're just wondering where you are. Please come outside.
I'm coming. Jeez Louise.
I'm going to say at this point, as you climb down, your grandfather has created a small ruckus.
Oh, right, yeah.
Sneezing. What the sneeze? What are you doing?
Saving your ass, you little dumbass.
And I'm going to say at your feet, Frankie, you feel vines.
No, boy.
All right. What?
Constricting.
Hey, what's try that? To break. I take off. I'm running. I'm just running for the carriage.
Let's see. Oh, I don't think it's going to hit you. A 9 to hit?
9 does not hit. Yes. God.
Okay. A vine lashes out, trying to restrain you.
The lawn is mad at us. Time to fucking leave.
All right, let's go.
You all successfully get out of there and you return to the carriage.
Okay,
right.
What did you get? Was it a fucking garage sale up there?
I got it all, huh? Did a pretty good job, man.
Wow,
what do you guys
that is
think,
very
huh?
impressive. Look at all this evidence you acquired.
Yeah, anybody see you
ears,
up there?
I got the tongue. Yeah, well, no, not really. Just the mirror. The mirror was watching. Yeah.
Okay. No, in the future, let's be wary of mirrors, huh?
Yeah,
now the mirror monster knows about you.
You're not even gonna say good job about the tongue.
Nah, you did all right. Yeah, no, good job with the tongue.
I think he's earned an hour of no cone time.
Yeah, all right. As long as he doesn't scratch. No, all right. Put it back on.
No. Cool.
Put the goddamn cone back on. Okay, let's look at this urn. Did you just steal like, a beloved family member's ashes?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's what he did.
God.
No check required.
Who's Trentham? Do we know this?
The name Trentham is Lunari, which are the moon elves that serve as a liaison between Twilight Sanctorum and like the rest of the material plane. So this is probably from the Lunari nobility.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, shit.
So you stole her ashes.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Now I feel a little bad.
You can go put it back in.
I think two trips is maybe enough. I believe you could do a third trip. I really believe you.
Can we look inside and make sure everything's still in there? I cracked the urn.
Yeah, you look inside and there are ashes in there.
Cool. Okay, so you just stole.
I could put them over at the doorstep or something if the lawn's not going to attack me.
I'll mage hand this one back up.
You want to put? Yeah, that's a good idea. Mage hand it back up. Let's just go ahead and, you know, we don't know.
Whoop. Just a hovering urn. Give me a sleight of hand to not accidentally tip it and spill out all the action. All
right, I'll give a help action.
Okay, thanks.
To the left. Use your balance.
My sleight of hand's very good. That's going to be a 22. With
amazing.
Great.
You
nice.
Shakily, at first shaky, but then you get your confidence. You've done this. Mage hand is your fucking shit. This is your ledger domain. And you place it delicately back on the mantle, respectfully.
Yeah. If it was, I guess it was full of something magic or something, I would have tried to use it, but it just seems to be someone's remains.
I would say that you guys have done a lot of investigating. This was the remains of a loved one.
Yes, okay. I thought that might be the case. Even though this person was handing out our friend's fucking ears and tongues, we will be respectful of the dead over on our end.
Okay, I know we just put it back, but is there a slight chance that Trentham was a phoenix and those are phoenix ashes and we should go back for it?
Oh, that would be fucking crazy.
You don't have them on you right now, so you can't do an investigation. <All right. laughs>
Wait, look, no, we're going back tomorrow. We're coming back here, all right?
Sure. We know where they are.
If we find out about a phoenix named Trentham, then we can... Oh, good Lord. Could you imagine? Do we think that those are... Wow. Okay. Maybe.
Did you see like a painting of a phoenix or anything in the room?
Was there a beloved framed picture of a baby phoenix there, maybe?
It was just a dulcimer.
Just a dulcimer. Okay. Yeah. Let's look at this ring.
Yeah.
Or just the diamond, because the ring was still on Genevieve.
Yes, it is just a raw diamond. When you look at this, it is a gorgeous diamond, but with wisps of smoke through it, almost like chimney smoke.
Wisps of smoke.
Not great clarity on this stone. Yeah, it's not really worth that much.
Do I know if the imperfections are a result of it being used as a spell and now like its properties have been worn out?
I would say that the imperfections are there because of where it originated.
Can I do maybe a history check or something?
Sure.
Yeah, why don't you do an arcana or something? Can I investigate it?
Yeah.
What, are you going to lick it or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it fucking might. It's better than scratching it, you ghoul.
Take this damn coat off me.
I got a 28.
28?
Yeah, oh wow. 18 plus I have a 10.
Okay.
Plus 10.
I'm going to say that you practically figure out what this is. As Penny holds it in his hand, you look at it. Those wisps of shadow, they almost look like they're... Well, it makes you think of Shadowfell.
Yeah.
And as Penny holds it, he almost looks undead. His magic looks like it is a different type of magic. It's giving him a deceptive aura.
Oh.
Okay.
Shrouding. Is this some sort of non-detection?
It's more illusory.
It's like shows you the opposite of what you are or something.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Very perceptive.
Maybe. What happens when I hold it, huh?
What does Mavid look like?
Toss it in the cone.
He looks good and innocent and true.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Huh, so maybe it's not the opposite. Let's keep on brainstorming.
He looks like he has earnest intentions and would never do anything to hurt anyone else.
You got a haircut.
All right. So Genevieve had this. So we met Genevieve while she had it. Does it do more than just appearance?
Being on Atticus's person, it's almost like maybe it was a diplomatic thing. Maybe he wants to meet someone, but not have the stigma of being undead, being from Shadowfell.
Got it.
So do you think she was just wearing this so that nobody at her workplace knew that...
That she was wasting away?
Could be.
Okay. Let's go home and see if that skeleton raided our house.
Okay.
Because our life sucks ass.
Yeah, it does.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
I'm not giving up on that skeleton.
Yeah, I give up.
So you guys get in the carriage.
Yeah.
Todd looks up from a crossword puzzle. Well, where are we going next?
Home. Oh, you don't know where I live. Ah, tell them where I live.
Okay. Here, it's on the business card.
Yeah, let's stop handing those out, huh?
And you make the familiar journey home. You arrive at your humble carriage house. Todd looks back at you. All right, we good for the night?
Yeah, we're good. We're good for the night. I'll see you tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
You on that?
We got to get to that party tomorrow, so you got to come back.
Yeah, we're going
back,
to a party. Do you want to come to the party?
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably get a plus one. I mean,
technically, we're not invited. And honestly, it's hard to sneak me in. I'm not good at sneaking around or doing things physical. I get attacked by lawns and almost get killed.
I gotta be honest, I don't have tomorrow off. But you know what? I'll tell Atticus that you're looking for a ride to this party.
You know what? Don't.
Okay.
Do me a favor and don't. I slip him a crisp $20 bill.
That's meaningless here, Dad.
Yeah, no.
He goes wide in the eyes.
Where is this magic money from?
I don't know. All right, we'll catch you around, Todd.
Yeah.
All right, Lemmy, don't piss on the lawn, all right?
Lemmy's already pissing on the lawn.
No. How do you why are you drinking so much?
It's so much piss.
Yeah, stop looking at the animal pissing.
What's wrong with looking at the animal?
You have a
pissing.
Weird infatuation.
It's not infatuation. All right. It's just looking
it's
at
curiosity. It's strange.
It's just not curious. It's green? Like, what? I look over there, nothing's happening. Over here, there's an animal pissing. It's mildly.
Walk
pissing.
In the house. Walk in the house, Mavid.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, let's do a skeleton sweep,
Let's do a sweep. See if anyone else broke into our goddamn house. Yeah, can we investigate?
Well, you didn't have a snare set this time.
No, we didn't have a snare or an alarm or anything.
26.
26 investigation. Where are you looking?
Can I see if anybody came in through the mirror?
Through the mirror. Yeah. Give
I'm going
me
into our bathroom.
Okay. Yeah.
17.
I think that you guys feel fine about the mirror.
Okay.
But you could put something
Let's
over it.
Let's just fucking smash it. We already. I got more than 7 years bad luck already.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Let's work it out, Dad. Let's work out a little anger.
All right. Everyone, take some attacks on the mirror.
I'm tired of seeing my damn receded hairline in this thing.
Shout out to the two crew. I just break a finger. God damn it.
It's a 23. I headbutt it with my balding pate.
Yeah. Show me how bald I am now, you fucking mirror.
It's a 12 for me.
Maven really takes the lead on destroying this mirror. He's got a vendetta.
What are you doing with his Kangol cap, bud? What are you doing, Pin?
I'm hiding the truth.
Not hiding anything.
Yes, I am.
I'll say with a 26, you do feel like someone was here.
God damn it.
But you don't find any, like, there's not like a snare or anything like that.
They were just looking around, seeing if, I don't know, trying to get our deal maybe. Yeah. From what Mavid was saying in his very descriptive retelling of what happened.
Uh-huh. It's beautiful once people, he found his voice. And then they were like, oh no. And she
right,
was like,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
Well,
the woman with all the mouths on her neck was for some reason hired these people to stop us specifically.
Yeah, because
they didn't really look hired. They looked animated.
Right, they were animated, but she was. We didn't just happen upon them by accident. They,
because they
were looking for us.
Yes, you can assume she was the one who sent them after you.
Yeah. So what has this person got against us?
Oh, I think because we were investigating Genevieve, she sent them after us because. It seems like Genevieve's maybe a runner. She was part of this cult or something, and now she's trying to get out.
When they attacked you, and then you talked to them as Atticus, they were basically like, we were sent here to make sure she didn't spill.
Right.
So they were almost more of like a cleanup crew.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you can assume that this person animated these constructs to scare you off, but hired the mirror monster to kill Genevieve and take the ring.
All right.
And also, like, in terms of cults or membership, you do remember Genevieve did have the tattoo that you have seen on other members of Living in Harmony.
Yeah, when I was doing theater back in college, there was a lot of people just joining cults left and right. So you would get this sort of logic from people, you know. They would, like, try to get out, and then they get, like, brought back in. Yeah. I joined once for like a weekend. Remember that?
Yeah, it's not really joining it though, Pen.
They did kick me out. They did not want me.
Yeah.
I tried to invent a new type of fertilizer for the farm and they just were not having it.
Okay. All right. We want to bring Genevieve back, right? She's our client. She knew your mother. We're trying to help her out here.
Yeah.
We got a laundry list of things that we got to pick up. And right now we got none of it. But we know that Genevieve was struggling. So maybe she already got some of the things on the list, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very possible.
But I think ultimately this party is going to give us some answers. Because they're trying to go after Genevieve. So maybe they already raided her place. They might literally have all the shit she needed there.
I can't believe I'm going to interrupt this with, it's probably been about 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Everybody hold that thought.
Yeah.
Wait.
All right. Wait. Maven, help your father.
Help him what?
I closed them both in here.
Hey.
There's a lot of
Let me
there's
out
a lot of
here.
Broken
Let me out of here.
Okay, there's a lot of broken mirror shards on the ground of the bathroom, so I'm going to tiptoe over those.
What the hell do you need me in here for, Dad?
Because you need to check.
Maven, can you put on a record? This is going to be loud.
I can't put on a record. I'm standing in the bathroom. There's not a fucking record player.
I'll put on the record.
Let me out. I'll put on a record. I'll put on whatever record you want.
I'll put on the record.
Frankie, what do you think that you put on? What kind of music do you think you put on to drown out the sound of your son passing a thought strand?
It's some old crooner stuff.
Oh, come on. I turned this off. It's garbage.
You're garbage, all right?
These oldies suck.
Let's do a quick check just to make sure that in passing your stomach acid didn't corrupt the file.
God.
Roll me a d20 and a d4.
Oh, boy.
It's a very low percentage chance it will only happen if you get a 1 on both dice.
So 14 on the d20.
Okay, then you're fine. You can't even. You pass.
I'll roll it just for fun. That was a 1.
Okay, if it had been 2 ones, it'd be bad. So it is not corrupted. And after your efforts, you produce the...
Fly me to the moon.
That's not corrupted, but I'm corrupted. I'm forever changed.
Oh, you can't see anything over the cone, bud.
I can smell it.
I dealt with a lot of your poop in the back in the day, so you know what? Now we're even.
Knock it off. I was body trained by the time I was 8 and a half. What are you complaining about?
God, that was a long month.
You retrieve the thought strand. How would you like to try to interact with this? You
can
try to kind of hack it. You can bring it to someone to see if they can identify it. Mm.
Do you have anything from your magic school?
Decode thoughts was never really my specialty.
Mm-hmm. Would we have any like detective style stuff like at our house? Just like any technology that we could feed this into?
You would have to tell me if you guys, like you guys have been in the business realistically, if you want to say, actually we do have technology that does this.
I would say if there's a very cheap version of something.
Yeah, if we have like an outdated, unused, rickety half
that
broken.
That might break.
Yeah, okay. So I'll say that you almost have like an old rickety decoder.
Oh, I got the perfect thing. Hang on, let me go down to the basement. No, I used to use this back in the day. These things are built to last. All right.
That's for solving like cryptex messages. That's not gonna work on like a thought strand.
Yeah, all right. Your newfangled stuff, you think that you gotta make it special every time. All right, this works.
It's a school of magic, Dad.
If it works, it works. Yeah, if you're so good at magic, you figure it out.
All right, I will.
All right.
And I'll let you feed it. Let's say it looks like a paper shredder. You feed this little thought strand fangled little decoder. And I'll let you guys give me like a group arcana check, or you can give Penny the help action.
Give Penny the help action.
Yeah.
Penny, you fucking read it if you know everything.
All right, I'll do my best. It's been a while since community college.
Yeah, you talk about it enough.
That is a 22.
Gorgeous. Okay, so you put it through this old decoder. You hear the machine whirring and attempting to work, being brought back to...
Oh, right. We put this in the basement because it did eat some stuff. Yeah.
There's blood on this.
Yeah.
But it successfully projects onto the wall like a projector.
There you go.
And you see projected the final moments of this gazer. The hum of its flight drowns out all sound, but the images are vivid, specifically highlighting bodies here and there. It travels the perimeter of an apartment building, zeroing in on any movement. It whips its head to catch a rustling in a tree, but it's just a squirrel.
Target, wildlife.
It turns a corner to a small balcony where a dwarger woman tends a humble moon garden.
Target, resident.
It floats laterally, looking into the windows of an apartment building, many gone dark for the night. It passes a messy studio apartment, and the street lamps catch sequins and costume jewelry. Then it passes the next window, the hall outside where a drow elf woman kneels, picking a lock. The gazer focuses on the woman for a beat, highlighting her silhouette, then concludes,
"Target, frequent visitor."
Then the song interrupts the memory, almost telepathically, and the gazer glitches in and out, struggling to maintain sentience. Then the memory disappears into static.
Do I recognize the drow elf?
So you actually recognize the drow elf? the drow elf woman was the understudy that came on stage right. when Genevieve didn't appear.
Okay, but she would go into Genevieve's place?
That's what it would seem.
Okay.
And with that memory, I'll say you can kind of, using landmarks that were passed, you can be like, okay, that's where Genevieve's apartment is.
Got it.
Okay. What was that drow elf woman's name? Did we catch it?
Ida Belvedere.
Ida Belvedere. She seemed pretty torn up about Genevieve's death.
She did.
Huh. I'm wondering if maybe she's like a friend and was trying to cover for Genevieve.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, let's go investigate. Let's see what happened to Genevieve's place.
I think this has got to be the last thing we do, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That poop took it out of me.
Yeah, you didn't even flush.
Flush it.
The toilet doesn't work, Dad. You know that.
All right, we'll go get the bucket.
Okay, you guys leave the carriage house yet again. You go into the night. It's the waning hours of night. It is cold. You need to put your hands in your pockets and you walk
socks.
Towards the apartment building. You guys know that the gazers that were prowling this building are down.
Yeah.
And this is like, the landlord probably isn't going to know about it till the tenants complain.
Let's just walk in. In fact, you know what? I'm going to take this little diamond and I'm just going to look dapper as I do it so that nobody stops me.
Where are you putting the diamond?
I'm just holding it.
Oh.
What do you think I'm putting it, Ben?
I mean, I've got a little gemstone on my Kangol cap. I thought maybe you wanted to fix it, like sort of a bolo tie or something.
No.
All right.
Actually, I'm going to need you guys to maybe pick the lock to get into the building to begin with.
All right. Okay.
Right.
Mavid, Pen. Yeah.
I can do it.
Arnie,
I'll get the help.
One of you two ghouls, get your little claws in there.
Use that lock picking kit I gave you for Christmas.
Wow. That's a sleight of hand for picking the lock?
Yeah.
That is a 29.
Yeah.
You pick the lock so enthusiastically, the lock breaks.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, we don't have to pick it again.
And you walk up a winding staircase with wrought iron railings, and you get to the floor where Genevieve's apartment is.
Okay. Do we? Can I do a perception check? See if we hear anything?
Yeah.
Nat 20.
Oh, yeah.
You hear crying.
Oh.
From Genevieve's apartment.
Huh.
Okay. Doesn't sound like a trick. Does it sound like somebody's actually crying?
With a nat 20, no. You hear someone who does not even think they're being observed. You hear someone who is fully engulfed in an emotion.
Okay. I creak the door open. Ida?
You walk in and collapsed on the floor, surrounded by papers, is Ida Belvedere. Her makeup is smudged. Mascara is staining her cheeks. She smells of gin and cigars. As soon as you enter, she says, "Who are you? Are you the ones who did this to Genevieve?" Nope. And she reaches for her purse, where she pulls out a pearl-handled pistol out of her handbag.
No, no, no. Hey, we're good.
Shakily
we're good.
Holding it out.
We're good.
Why did you do this to her?
We're helping her.
We're trying this.
Was it about these letters?
We're trying to help her. We were hired by her. We're private investigators. Some people call me the watchdog of Twilight Sanctorum. I don't know if you've heard of that. These are my doglings. You probably haven't heard of them.
They call me the new dog in town. The new
They don't. They've never said that.
That's a fun little moniker.
Big watchdog.
Give me a group persuasion check.
Okay. 25.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. Frankie, you have dealt with a lot of delicate situations, people on the edge, mm-hmm. and your words land with Ida. She loosens her grip on the gun. She lets it fall limply at her side, and she looks at you. What?
She hired us. She was, somebody was threatening her, and we were supposed to find out who was doing it.
Who was threatening her?
We gotta know. I show her the letter that she gave us originally.
Mm-hmm.
When you show her the letter, she looks so guilty. Oh, this has gone all wrong. It was me. I sent her those notes.
Oh.
You sent her the letter?
Yes.
Why?
You're the understudy. And you wanted a chance to perform?
I wish it were that simple. I sent her that letter because I wanted to get out of this town with her.
but she was scared too, so I thought maybe if she felt like this town was dangerous, she'd be more amenable to trying to build a life elsewhere.
You loved her, huh?
Very much.
Okay.
And I believe she loved me too.
Well, that's, you know, very manipulative, but that's not what we're here
to. As you say this, she looks so ashamed.
Yeah.
I know. I know. I promised myself I would tell her someday. I didn't know she was in
there. Hey, look, there's no reason to beat yourself up. That's not in the top 10 bad things that have happened to Genevieve in the past day and a half.
I know. I found her body.
Yeah. We saw it too. We're trying to bring her back. She's not necessarily, you know.
Bring her back?
Yeah. I.
How? Well,
she was already working on that.
Yeah.
What?
Can we do an insight check just to make sure she's not trying to trick us? I know I got a nat 20 and it seemed like she was legit.
I'm going to say with that nat 20, you can extend that to reading this person as being just entirely sincere.
Yeah, it seems like it.
What she is telling you is true.
We think she was working on a reincarnate spell because she was afraid of wasting away, essentially.
That's right. I mean, she got sick at one point, but then she got better.
She didn't really get better.
She didn't really get better.
Watch, look what happens to my grandpa when he I take his diamond.
Yeah, look at me. I'm a ghoul.
I
hand the diamond. I'm a nasty old man.
No, you don't understand. She actually got better.
No, look at me. Now I'm an innocent little boy.
Yeah, look at Maven. Maven's a little ghoul in real life. Look at how rosy and full of life he is.
look how full my hair is. Have you ever seen this?
Oh my gosh. It's my boy, my little boy.
He looks cherubic. He looks celestial.
You don't understand, though. She got help.
Living in harmony?
Yes, they healed her.
Yeah, no, they didn't. I don't think, maybe for a time.
Seems like there was a lot of work going into your friend. Between the diamond and the living in harmony and the hag. Seems like she was doing everything she could to turn back the clock and prevent the inevitable, but things were dire.
Yes, they were.
She holds out in her hands papers.
Yeah, what are these papers?
They're drafts of letters. Some of them blackmail letters. Not written to Genevieve, but from Genevieve.
Oh, to who?
You look through these letters. The older ones are less accusatory. She writes to an undisclosed recipient that the healing isn't taking, that she's having strange side effects, food doesn't taste the same, and she can't sleep.
Okay.
Then she gets a little firmer. She says she's tested it, and she's confirmed it. She isn't sure what this person did to her, but she's pretty sure she can't count herself amongst the living anymore. She downed a whole vial of Little Death, and it had no effect on her.
Okay, that's what we found.
She then gets aggressive. She says she'll go public with this. She says that everyone would leave this fucking cult if they knew it didn't heal at all. It just turned you undead. She said that her silence can be bought, though. She just needs a diamond, one she can take to a cleric to raise her from this unnatural undeath. She says she's been drinking weird concoctions from the Naga to stave off the decay, but she can't do this forever. The final one is more desperate. The diamond didn't work. The drow won't do it. To raise an undead would be to violate the delicate balance of life and undeath on which Twilight Sanctorum hinges. But she has another plan. And she's going to sweeten the deal. Not only will she keep the recipient's secrets, but she'll throw in a precious item from Atticus Beaumont's collection, a ring that bestows its wearer a false aura that lets the undead maraud as living. All she needs is the unicorn hair.
Okay. Oh, so this lady that Mavid spied on has unicorn hair.
Oh. I didn't see it when I swiped everything in her room, huh?
Go through your stuff again. You stole a lot of things.
You stole a lot of things.
Maybe it dumps out a backpack.
Wait. unicorn hair.
Mm-hmm.
The dulcimer.
Yeah.
The strings on the dulcimer. That's not the normal color of dulcimer strings. I've seen a lot of dulcimers in my day back from community college.
The strings on the dulcimer were quite distinct.
Nice thinking.
Thanks, Dad. That means a lot.
Shut the fuck up.
Dad, are you crying? What's wrong?
This is why I got post-poop clarity, son. It's no big deal.
This is why I don't say nice things to you, too.
Give me a code.
All right. Okay. She was blackmailing people. People were blackmailing her or threatening her. People in mirrors are attacking her. Okay.
Do we see the name of this person written anywhere?
Yeah, anything about Abigail Beaumont, or is it all...
You see the name...
Dad, you hung up on the Beaumonts, and so am I, but for different reasons.
We just haven't met Abigail yet, and she was tied to something.
You do see a name in one of these.
Hmm.
She's careful not to address it, but in one of the letters, she sort of emotionally is writing, and she says the name Trudea.
Oh my God.
No!
It couldn't...
No! I had a thought, and I was like, no.
Yeah, she wouldn't. She wouldn't.
Good.
No, Trudy's Jesus. In trouble, too. She's mixed up in this whole thing.
She's a doppelganger. So she turned into your little friend.
Let's think about other things that she could be.
In quotations, yes.
Just one option, sure.
No, it's definitely a theory at this point, past hypothesis.
Could be a coincidence, that's possible.
Okay, so we gotta go. God, you grabbed the puppet, but you didn't grab the unicorn hair. Okay.
It was in the painting. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I guess so.
It did look like it was suspended in almost an extra-dimensional vault by being in this painting. Yeah, that's true.
You would end up getting trapped in the painting. You would have gotten sucked into a painting.
It's happened to both of us.
Yeah.
Through our various escapades.
Okay.
Jeez, I didn't do enough. So, I got all this other shit.
No, you're right.
Maybe I got to ask you real quick. Son, we need to have a brief talk man-to-man. Did you exchange fluids with this lady?
What?
If Trudy's got any sort of stuff on him, it could be bad news.
You know for a fact he did not trade fluids with anyone.
Well, Mavid is losing a lot of hair.
I was shedding. Yeah.
I thought that was just normal.
We're all shedding.
Great lengths to describe.
We're all shedding.
His
What's
hair.
Your point?
I'm saying when I'm getting nervous, I run my hands through my hair, whatever's left of it.
You're sweating and shedding on this girl.
She's crying on me with my last good hair. That forehead stuff.
Okay. Oh boy! All right, we got it. We got to handle this.
Okay, let's all. Ida, we're sorry for your loss, but
you say that you think you can bring her back.
We just might be able to, and then you can tell her everything.
I'll tell her
yourself.
The truth. Yeah. I'll tell her. I'm sure after this, she'll just be willing to go.
Has anyone else come by this apartment that you know of? Because there's a chance that the other components
are still
here.
Is there anything? I show the grocery list of reincarnation components.
Ignore the onions.
This is all totally abstract to her, but if you want to do an investigation check.
Yeah, let's look around.
Yeah.
I'll help.
Yeah, somebody help me out. Oh, baby, 26.
Ooh, yeah.
Great. You guys rifle through this small studio apartment and feel a floorboard loose.
Yeah.
You pry up that floorboard. You find pomegranate oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phoenix nice. Ash.
All right.
Caterpillar cocoon
oh, yeah.
silk.
Oh, yeah.
Starfish brine.
Okay.
Everything but unicorn
Okay.
hair.
All right. All right. We got a party to go to tomorrow, boys.
We got to rest up.
Let's rest up. Let's get ourselves looking. Well, I'm using the diamond.
No,
so
can I use the diamond? We're going to see Trudy then.
No, you can't use.
We're going to see Trudy. Let me use the diamond.
I'm 71 goddamn years old. Neither of you would exist without me. All right? I get the goddamn diamond.
Card?
You can have it when I die.
Look at me. Look at me, Grandpa. I look like shit.
This is fine for you, Mavid.
You're right. I give the diamond to Mavid.
It's very sweet. Yeah.
Don't lose it.
He looks cherubic, celestial.
Yeah. All right.
Trudy's in trouble.
Let's go to the house and get some rest.
Ida, do you have a place to go? Are you gonna be okay?
You see, she's literally wearing like Genevieve's favorite sweater.
Oh no!
I think I'm exactly where I want to be.
All right. Well, I'm going to at least put an alarm on the door. Yeah, so we'll know.
Yeah, be on the lookout because, you know, oh, avoid mirrors.
There is a mirror here. You can cover it up.
Yeah, I'm going to give her the... I'm going to let her know what's going on. There's a little mirror monster. I spare her the details of the ears and the tongue and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, we think that some whoever attacked Genevieve, we think has powers to travel through mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, question, did you see anything or did you just find the body?
I just found the body.
Okay, got it. All right, sorry for bringing it up.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you sleep well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your help. We're not good at this. We're not good at this part of it.
No, but, no. We're all very lonely men.
We're all,
she looks at you with desperation, thinking like you guys might save.
And we're gonna do our best. And yeah, like I said, you can talk to Genevieve yourself in a day or two.
Yeah,
I believe in you.
Yeah, you're the only one.
I really do. And you feel the weight of yet another person's expectations on you.
All right. We go back to the carriage house.
Okay.
I am actually going to cast the alarm spell on her door, though.
Great. You guys protect this poor woman who is in way deeper than she thought she would be.
Yeah.
As you guys head back to the carriage house, everyone give me a perception check.
Oh, no.
It's a 19.
12.
14.
Okay. Mavid, you see, and you can communicate this if you want. You also don't have to.
Use your descriptors.
My classic communication style.
You see the door of Able Miss Mabel's hut is ajar. And you see large tire treads in the mud. The large tire treads of a funerary carriage.
Oh, boy.
A hearse. The only person you know that rides around town in a hearse is Nico, the head of the ghouls. You also actually see bear footprints in the mud.
Oh.
Huh.
Our old buddy.
Okay. Yeah, I think something might have happened to Able Miss Mabel.
Oh, this is not good. So they've got the body?
Oh, good God. All right, well, let's check on Mabel.
Yeah.
God damn. All right. Well, fuck me. Okay.
She's also got a lot of our blood in there, so we should probably check up on that.
Let's sneak up on this piece of shit. I'm tired of fucking running around.
Yeah.
I cock my flintlock pistol. I'm going to shoot. He tried to take my goddamn grandson, make him fucking scratch his little fucking weird cut.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot him in the goddamn head.
This thing.
Yeah.
So you all sneak up on the hut. It's fully dark.
Okay.
We got to sneak in a little bit further.
Yeah, let's go ahead and sneak
in. Let's keep creeping.
You sneak in as you enter the hut. There's a crunching underfoot. The tubes of the nanorflies have been shattered.
Oh, come on, in the corner,
you see Able Miss Mabel is unconscious, her arm broken at an unnatural angle.
Oh. Can we try and, like... Reviver?
Let's make sure there's nobody else in here with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
We saw the tracks.
We just saw the tracks. We didn't see.
You saw the tracks, but that doesn't mean that they're there. Yeah. It means that they were there.
Let's investigate.
At some point tonight.
Quick investigation. Make sure no one else is here. 27.
No one else is here?
Okay. Turn the lights on. Light a torch. try to wake up.
You light a torch. Miss Mabel. You rouse Able Miss Mabel.
While she's unconscious, I'm going to set the arm. What choice do I have?
Give me a medicine check.
All right. Somebody give me the goddamn help action.
I'll hold the arm.
All right.
All right, I'm going to put something in her mouth. Hold on.
Okay, hopefully she stays out. Maybe this will wake her up, but this will be good for her in the end. I'm sorry, Miss Mabel.
If you break it off, I can feed it to Frag or something.
No, with the Frag.
What?
16.
I'm saying.
16. Oh, what the fuck?
All right, sorry. Trying to help you out here. What happened? You got attacked?
Frankie?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Nico came.
Yeah. And we saw the tracks. He's unsubtle.
He had this tea that was fucking sniffing after her body.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Oh, God, we should have, you know... it was nice to us for a moment, but we really should have tied up that loose end. That's on us.
We should have given that bear to a zoo or something.
She's slow coming back to consciousness.
Okay.
Her breathing is labored. She cradles her newly reset arm. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Did they take the body?
Oh, fuck.
Did they take other things?
Oh, fuck.
They have our goddamn blood.
Okay, Frankie.
Do they have our blood?
Frankie, before I tell you this, please understand. I actually tried, okay?
I know. You tried. But again, you got to be careful with this stuff. And as we said, we're paying for the experience. We weren't paying for the amount of hours that you were putting in. So you think part of the experience wouldn't be losing the goddamn blood?
Okay, Frankie, look, I'm going to give it to you straight. Nico showed up with two of his fists, which are his, like, lieutenant ghouls, okay?
That's pretty cool.
One of them actually missing that necklace. She points to you, Mavis. Oh, He was really sore about that. My son won that
fair and square.
Yeah, we're going to give the necklace back.
No, we're not going to give anything back.
You don't talk back, Mavis.
Okay, well, give it back or don't. But Nico's dog followed Genevieve sent here. So, okay, he asks for the body, but then he sees the blood.
Yeah, he's got our blood.
And he's a businessman, so he gives me the option. He says, I'm walking out of here with one thing, the body or the blood. You choose. And I tell you, Frankie, when I said you take the body, I meant it. But he looked at the blood. He saw how fucked up the body was.
Oh.
And then he looked at the blood and he said, actually, this is worth more to me.
Okay.
The debt of a private investigator is worth more to me than the scraps of someone's body.
Okay, well, that's just offensive, all right? Not to us. It's very kind to us, but very mean to our friend Genevieve.
It was honestly kind of flattering, yeah.
Yeah, it's flattering to us, but at what cost here? Well, we're glad. We're glad that you're okay.
Nice to be wanted, I guess. And,
okay, you call this okay?
No, I mean...
I have a soft spot for you, Frankie, and this is what a soft spot gets you in a hard world.
We came in, you lost my blood.
You know what? He reset my arm the same way after a gymnastics accident when I was a kid. It hurts like hell, but you're going to be thankful for
him. He's always playing around on the goddamn monkey bars. He doesn't have the dexterity for it.
Listen, worst case scenario, what are we looking at here? They've got our blood. They can do some sort of ritual with it. They can curse us. What are we looking at here?
Oh, Nico? He's not really a magical guy. He'll probably just use it to get you to do an unsavory job for free.
How
big of a deal is that really?
Is it gonna okay, so Maven's already won over. Are we gonna
And actually give me a luck check.
Oh god. 14?
And actually he only took your blood.
Oh.
She points at Penny.
Really? That makes sense. It was the bigger jar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because Sovit was big gort, it's like really noticeable. And yours it was
kind of tiny. You were staying behind to shoot fireballs at him, if I remember correctly.
You know what? That's what I do.
Yeah. I have to be honest, they kinda roughed me up to get answers and I totally forgot I took your blood.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, hey, that's a stroke of luck. They just got your blood.
That's not too bad. Yeah. I mean, they have my son's blood. I don't love it. I'm not going to be... Yeah.
I think we got to go back there and finish the job. We got to shoot some more fireballs at this
guy. What are you
going to
do with your blood anyway?
I think they got a wine bottle of my blood, son. So it's not good.
Yeah, okay.
It'll probably work itself out. Ms. Let's go to Mabel, bed. I'm Ms. sleepy.
Miss Mabel, yes. They got the blood. So what do you mean he's going to make Penn do something? Can he charm him? You said he's not magical.
No, he's not a magical guy. He's probably gonna fucking send you a letter and be like, okay, if you want your fucking blood back, you have to fucking get the intel for me.
Why would he want his blood back? You give blood, you don't borrow it out.
Well, Dad, you gotta keep up with the periodicals, Dad. There's a lot of stuff you can do with blood.
Yeah, there's a lot. So he will probably be like, I'll give it to someone who will do worse with it.
Okay, so he's gonna blackmail us with it. But so this Joker can't do shit with the blood, but having
I mean, maybe he can. I don't know what he does.
On the other hand, it all might just blow over. So, like, nothing might come of it.
I feel like everyone's being pretty nonchalant about my blood.
My blood? Blood of my blood is being nonchalant about my blood.
Once I found out it was your blood, I suddenly was less concerned. Yeah.
Like something might happen, but also nothing might happen.
Yeah.
Your relief was palpable.
This is what Dolly was always saying. They don't care about you, Pen. You got to come with me. You know what?
How'd that turn out for you, Pen?
Not great. Now she's with a literal bloodsucker. Yeah,
exactly.
Unlike your figurative ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be nice to my stepdad. He's all right.
Wow, you three are descending into something dark.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, descending descendants, these fucking two.
Okay, well.
All right. Well, we're sorry they broke your arm and wrecked your area.
Yeah, look, here's the deal, Frankie. I'm still gonna fucking do the spell for you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
But make it fucking quick, because I do not like having Nico breathing down my neck.
I'll tell you what. We actually came in here with violent intentions. We were gonna kill Nico. So we're just gonna go do that somewhere else.
She looks at you kind of impressed. You were gonna go after Nico?
I don't know that I've ever seen the guy. Is he big?
He's like incredibly powerful.
Really?
Like one of the most powerful.
Yeah,
people.
Well, we're gonna get the jump on him. We're at least gonna kill the guy who had the necklace. He wasn't that bad. He couldn't even kill
Penn. I have to be honest, actually, that guy who's missing the necklace, it was kind of funny because it's like Nico's clearly kind of happy that you stole his necklace because it's like teaching his fist a lesson. So that guy was like really mad about it, and Nico kept being like, hey, shut up. You learned a lesson. So he'll probably come after you at some point, but not at Nico's behest.
I don't really respect his parenting style. So that's add that to the list of reasons I hate
him. I don't think his lieutenants are his children, but okay.
Well, Mavid's never learned a lesson in his life, so you're
sure. I've never worked for someone that isn't my family.
So.
Never trust you because you lock me in the bathroom with my dad when he takes a dump.
What?
Look, it's complicated.
I needed assistance.
It's not that complicated.
It's mostly what it sounds like, but he was pooping out magic.
The watchdog and his ducklings are messy.
Doglings,
thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm the big dog now.
Yeah, I'm Daddy Dogling. Daddy Dogling, you can call me.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, Miss Mabel, we appreciate all that you do. Keep Genevieve on ice.
Well, Frankie.
We'll be back. We're going to get the... Do you have... And if you do not ask me for blood, because we gave you blood and you lost the blood.
Yeah.
I can't make any promises.
Do you have anything for like disguises or anything?
Disguises?
Yeah, we're going to a party.
Oh, she's playing hardball. Dad, give her your blood. Give her some blood.
Fine. Pen will give you some blood.
You want a nice outfit?
No, we need a mask.
Yeah, like a masquerade.
Like a little face mask.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dad, we have craft supplies at home.
Do we?
Yeah, I have some masks, yeah.
Great. Can I have a mask?
Yeah, I have a couple masks. One looks like a swan. Okay. The other looks like a raven. The other looks like an owl.
Cool.
Owl. I call owl.
Yeah, take it. I'll take the fucking raven.
Okay, swan for you. Swan.
Hell yeah. I can't believe the owl got picked first. Owl, very cool animal, very bad mask.
So where are the eyes on a swan mask? Is it like a long neck and then I'm just like in the body?
They're just little eye masks.
Oh, okay.
So they're kind of like feathered in design.
They have faces, Pen.
Oh, I thought it was just like a swan sitting on my head.
Why? Why though, Pen? Right?
You want that? I can try to do that.
I do want. I want something to go right for me tonight.
It won't cover your identity, which is, you know, the whole fucking point, right?
Pen draws a picture of what he's describing, which is a swan whose body is covering his face.
You just wear a turtleneck.
Just want a hat.
Yeah.
I can have this for you in 1 week if you give me another quart of blood.
We thank you so much for your time. We're sorry about the bear attack.
You're not going to help me sweep?
Sweep?
Yes.
Yes. All right. We'll help you sweep.
Yeah,
we'll help
you sweep.
Mavid, clean up.
We would have swept in the first place. We wouldn't.
You're tired?
We have swept?
I want to go home.
You're tired? You're tired? I'm 71 years old. You're 22. All right? You're 22.
22.
We've been taking care of you. We've been babying you. I gave you the diamond. Give me the diamond back if you don't want to clean up.
No.
Give me the diamond back.
Look, you leave this damn coat.
You goddamn little. Don't take the diamond.
You little cherub. You little cherub. You clean up.
David sprints around making a bigger mess.
You're breaking things. I have a lot of blood in here. Come on
Easy
now.
All right, all right. I'll sweep up. I'll sweep up.
You help Miss Mabel. Before you leave, she corners you, Frankie, and says, just so you know, if I am to successfully do this, you're going to want to think of an exit strategy for Genevieve. She can't exactly exist here, having Nico thinking someone outsmarted him.
Yeah, well, you know, she'll be reincarnated. She'll look different. I know she's got a... I won't say wonderful, because she tried to threaten her under a different identity, but they can figure that out.
Yeah, she cares. That's one way to show you care.
She cares.
not a great way to show you care, but they might run away together, or at the very least, Genevieve has spoken about an escape plan.
Okay.
So I think we can get her out.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah. Thank you for cleaning. She tips you all.
Appreciate you.
We could have done this from the start, is all I'm saying.
I didn't know there was going to be money involved. Can I have some? I'll hold you.
No, you didn't help.
Cash.
You made more of
I'll
a
hold
mess.
You.
Maybe.
Hey, come on.
Maybe.
I helped.
You didn't.
You were just sniffing all the jars.
You specifically
said. I was pushing stuff
you
around.
You didn't help.
No.
Yeah, you were pushing stuff
I was,
around.
I was running around making sure it wasn't messy over there in the corner.
I saw you trying to smoke something
you're
from
not,
that one jar.
You're not management material. If you're not actually doing the work, I know you're not doing the work.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And you guys pocket your masks and you head home to get a good night's sleep because you've got a party to get to.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Oh, oh man.
Gotta see a ghoul about some blood.
I cannot wait for the party.
These guys are so stupid.
Yeah, baby.
See, it would look like this. I'm going to hold up the drawing I did.
Yeah, it looks so stupid.
She can get that to you in a week.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
She can.
Can we
yeah. It's going to be another quart of blood.
Yeah.
It's a quart of blood in a week.
A quart of blood. A full quart?
Yeah, another quart.
The time and the price is bad, but we can do it.
I'll bleed myself over a week. I'll give her 6 Coke bottles over the span of a month.
Folks, the end of the episode has come. The Hogladays are coming to a close. A sweet blue year approaches, and as it does, it's time for me to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. Let's get right to it. Brad D, Jeffrey S, Lord of the Fjord, Hugh C, Later McSkater, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Owl, Jeff C, Daniel G, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beard Man Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, aka Balnor's Boy, Hoyt's Friend, Justin I, Danny Danster, TJ M, Treylay the Cray, Christopher B, Damiel R, Jordan L, Cyborg Version of Josh the Kobold, Beep Boop, Stevie Wags, the guy who gave Caldwell a Flintstone graphic novel in Milwaukee, wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving and a merry Crittermas. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that book. My knowledge and appreciation of the Flintstones grows deeper and deeper thanks to your generosity. Princess Yar, Jory S, Jack L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia. Now back in action after Union victory. Samuel B, Mike H, Elka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Hadrian, Rex Daniel the White, Diana De Los Lopez, Cici Lulu, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Reiko, Tucker's Wife, Lynn Michelle, Calder Comes Cold, hashtag CCC Forever, Stay Frosty, Fairy Followers, Taylor B, the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Steven, C. Stevens on the Seas, C, Mike K, Lady Taco and Team Incredulity, Joy T, Jake L, Nick W, Swashbuckling Swag Snagger, William W, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Ananarama, Percival Frederickstein von Musel Klasowski de Rolo III, Magdalene the Mad, Item, the Simple Dimples, Jay Dragonborn, Vincent Synonymous Gauche, The Sandrayan, Ben A, Dave H, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Ryan D, Dustin S, Danny F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant Izzy F, DPC is awesome! Shone, the Shade Tree Mechanic of Zelbuldar. Summer Rose, a.k.a. Grantaire. Cat C, Misa of House Inzunza. Ariel, the occasional mermaid. Selena N, a.k.a. Velaciraptor. B, Perky, always. Pat L, Maxwell J, Lauren H. Nalani, the coffee barista brewing fighter of Linpial and Bohemia. Ryan S, the Boonduster. Annie, the Feywild therapist. Sorry, last time I changed my art handle, I promise. Skillful Ferret, insert request here. Ooh, I would love to see the Phantasmos riding around in their cool spider carriage. Connor S, Salil, Weed Goku 69, aka Trevor G. Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trub Hobdropper, Jack Hubert, King of the Mole People under Iron Deep. We will find you one day, I swear it. Lindsay W, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Saul Slimy Spunk, hashtag release the filthy guppy cut. James G, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey. Daddy Master Dandy. Han the Green Teen, Eric B, Marcos, Jordan P, the occasional crit reporter, Learns, the Balance Druid, Dakota James P, Frida M, Pagos, self-proclaimed Fae King, joined in macabre matrimony. They will never know a lonely day again as long as I draw breath. Hardcore. Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian. Maggie S, see you in Chicago. Holly Hyena, Leia, Hunter H, Pixel Stars, Akash T, Andrew, Crick Planeswalker, stuck in Cricksney World. Ah, there's worse places to be. Do Phineas, Cal, just Cal, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo. Yes, the whole thing. Yes, every time. Swim deep through mountains, face giants, fire and ice, if only for beans. Keychains, Pentium 2 processor. Lorelei the succubus and Kyra, her busty queen. Matt M, your friendly neighborhood yaunt and yunkle Andrew and Sid. John Adams, yes, like the president. Meg, the mail carrier manager of Bohemia. James F, Jimmy A, M4L, Austin S. Wayfarer, upon returning to their fae flower shop, found it completely overrun with trolls. What will they do now? Shane C, Barpo Goodbarrel Bardbarian, Welshlander, Garrett G, a.k.a. One Big Curd, Mr. D, Dana the Daisy, Ethan B, Havy the Half-Orc, Renee the Monster Captain, Gabriel W, Box Clifton, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mountain Crows. Yeah! Winter Slade, Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, Garrett H, Anthony, the raddest of dudes, who secured his Carnegie Hall tickets for himself and his lovely partner Josh, the finest of dudes. Hope you had a happy Hogladays, dudes. Josh H, Caleb L, Fairy followers are celebrating! Hashtag CCC! I love Sunny! Hashtag gut the fish! Hashtag PTFC! Wow, that's a lot of hashtags. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian. Lexi H. MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea. The very merry whale guy. Rathmodius. B. Gino T. Rip OG1 Kenobi, we hardly knew ye. Ah, Mama Belle, the Silver Serpent herself. CNAT Spell, the Wizard. Derek D. Tristan, the Talentless Honk. Leon Kumori, legendary hero of Bohemia from a future campaign. Can't wait to meet you, Leon. BTA Workshop.
Shenanigans O'Connor.
Mios the Great. Alex K. Joshy P. The Public Enemy. Joshua S. Alexander. Linz W. Angel of Pamela the Forever Vindicated. Emma S. Red the Reforged Warforged. Executive Producer Dick Wolf, creator of the upcoming series Law and Order Bohemia, starring lead Bullywug actor David Hasselhoff. Very good. A cat napping in a sunbeam, listening to a podcast. Jealous of that existence. Hunter W., Heart One's Hot Hump Gunk. Shell B., Kenna's second favorite Sprite girl. She's exiting 2023, finally cancer-free. Holy shit, Shelby, that is amazing. Congratulations to you. May 2024 be an excellent year. I wish you the best. Jackson R., T3RHX, official Ned Flanders. Troy D. Blaze, future King of the Pirates. I want to join your crew, Troy. That sounds great. Blake H., searching for a sweet blue hole with his bestie Big Bev. Lloyd, the Christmas Rat. Papa Sky Days. Mima Sky Days. Oh, it's V. Tommy W. Mike and Lisa sending love to all y'all. Thank you. Haley the Human. Megan N. The Big M. Stephanie of House in Zunza. Jake's Ramen Shop. R.I.P. Melchior the Brave, Leonin Warrior. Who even cares about the rest of the party? Not me, that's for sure. Karjish. Benjamin A. Sacrificial Otaku, pin name for Callie's cousin, who discovered anime and is trying to spread the word all over Bohemia. Jiggy Merlino, Mikkel A, Angie A, Josh Hole, five Yakzords that combine into one much larger Yakzord, Froki, the True Crew, Blue Through, Jacob K, Maple the Shy Bookworm, Ashley, Seth E, Billy Batson, Tori the Blind Bisexual Dragoose, Sock Monkey Bob, Edelweiss the Charismatic Arcane Trickster Jackal, giving hashtag CCC a helpful pervy mage hand. God bless you, Edelweiss. Michael Lyle S, Cobbers, and Nova _ Cry. Woo! And that is all of our elders. Thank you so much for your support throughout the year. We love you. You honor us. If you would like to join this illustrious crowd, you can do so by going to patreon.com/nadpod. That's going to be it for us today. Stay tuned later this week for the final episode of Twilight Sanctorum. We really hope you enjoy it. Appreciate you. Have a great day and a happy blue year. We love you. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.